Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
My mom would say, "Oh, Matthew, why'd you do that? Phil, say something to him." He'd just look at me and roll his eyes like the Undertaker and go, "Oh, Matthew."
Paige. Just like the good book says, better late than pregnant. Oh, wait, that's from the Golden Girls.
And Fat Boy.
When a guy says a girl's going to be a heartbreaker, we know what that means. He can't wait till she's 22 and gets an OnlyFans because she needs money.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
3.3.
Relationship issues is what Fat Boy put on here, but for this caller that's been on hold for quite some time, you said that Fat Boy's a little tease for us. By the way, you have big tease, but the little tease,
I feel like it more now.
With the T-E-A-S-E was that, is the third time going to be the charm?
Is it?
Is the third time what?
I think that's what he's going to ask us. If three's too much or just the right amount.
Is it three sums? That's what I'm thinking.
Is it?
Let's go and ask Anonymous with relationship issues. Good morning, Anonymous.
Hey, good morning, guys. How we doing?
Normally, like right now, let's see, in regular people hours, this would be like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, when you're getting off at 5. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, you know, normally I'm excited about getting the hell out of here. And then I'm looking at the weather and I'm like, God bless. I'm going to stay here and use the radio station's air conditioning. I don't want to go outside. This is some bull crap, man.
Well, I'll just
spend the night at work.
Now, your situation here, though, I understand completely why you want to be anonymous, but What is up with the relationship issues?
Look, I'll just say it this way. I might be making the worst decision of my life again.
Same one again. So now, relationship. I was thinking like this might, does it involve money? Is money part of this?
You know what? In a way, yeah, you're not too far off.
Thank
but here it is. I'm about to marry the same woman for the third time.
Dang.
Third. I mean,
a bunch of people got that right on the text. That's what they were guessing.
I've heard of two for the same people, but three? I'm like, you didn't learn anything from the first two?
Yeah. I mean, I know it sounds crazy, all right, but it's like, it's kind of hard to explain, but that's why I'm calling in. I mean, you know, me and this woman, we go way back. We're high school sweethearts.
Yeah.
We had our first kiss in the back of her mom's, it was a Dodge Caravan.
Nice.
And it was on the way home from vacation Bible school.
While mom
was driving, by the way.
God bless. You go to VBS and then you SIN all the way home. Unbelievable. So
we didn't learn much, did we?
So mom was driving, and then what was she like? Did y'all go to homecoming? Did all that stuff?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we did homecoming. We did the whole, she was my prom date. And then we ended up, we were together for a while and got married for the first time at 25. And you know, I mean, so, you know, without saying too much more, I mean, we got a history. We got a long history together. Wait, so, you know, it's been a long time with her. Yeah.
So her mom was cool with you two making out in the back seat?
Sure, she
didn't. She didn't know.
I mean, no, I mean, not really, but, like, the rearview mirror was kind of busted or turned the wrong way, and we found that little blind spot, you know, and she couldn't see back there, you know, and you climb back, and it was stealthy, and suddenly I'm in the back with her daughter, and you know how it goes, right?
I mean, it was always, like, you think about good. It was church vans, like vans, seats.
They're just minivans, right? Or, like, regular vans. But
yeah, no. But I'm saying, like, a van itself leads to, you know, playing with feet. And, you know, digital insertion, things what? Such as that.
same foot.
We said that yesterday, and people popped for that. Let's unpack all this for a second. Like, what went wrong the first time? I have a guess, but I'm not going to make that guess because I will probably be wrong with that guess.
Yeah, I mean, you may not be too far off on your guess, I bet. But, like, the first time... I'll just put it on her, and she'd agree. The first time that the things didn't work, it was her. She was not good with money, and I mean, like, not good. I mean, like, dangerously bad, like, putting us in a bad situation. Like, we had about five grand, you know, in savings, and it pretty much got wiped out, but not on, like, home repairs or, you know, new car or anything. It got wiped out on, like, Amazon junk and, like, boutique clothing and, like, she never wore it. We had a wine subscription. We had a subscription to, like, monthly wine. We didn't even drink it. I never even drank any of that stuff. The bottles just sat there collecting dust.
God bless.
You know, she even got in on, what's it called? Like that multi-level, like, marketing stuff, you know, like those pyramid scheme-y type things. Yeah, and she tried to get that started. Oh, baby, I'm going to make us so much money. And then the money's just flying out the door, like, way faster than I could get in, you know?
Yeah.
So I guess fast forward a little bit. How long were you single until you got married again?
It's not even that long. It was like a year and a half. I wasn't even I wasn't even dating anybody, and I was trying to get out of rebuild debt.
Exactly.
I was trying to rebuild my savings, get out of debt, get my financial footing under me.
But then you two got together again, though. Like you got wedding number two. How did that come about then?
Yeah, well, we stayed in touch. I mean, it was about the money, but we didn't, like, lose, you know, love for each other, and the history didn't go away, you know. And she's dating, and she's mad for, like, 6 months, but eventually she messages me, and I guess, like, long story short, we missed each other. Told her money. I said money was it, baby. Like, the money was the problem, and we got back together. We got married again, and honestly, the second time around, she was great, and I guess. Okay, I get blame her for the first. I got to take the blame for the second one. This one was on me, second time around.
So what happened with the second divorce then?
Cheating.
I'm not very good at talking my feelings sometimes, but, you know, I was bottling all my feelings up, and like, I had a friend pass away, then my mother passed, yeah, I was in a pretty bad place, and I kind of went straight to the bottle, and it wasn't good. You know, I started relying on booze a lot to kind of get me through my day, and then I got a little boozy.
I got rid of all my wine this past weekend, oddly enough. I got rid of all of it.
There's a lot of boons sitting on the side of the road somewhere.
Yeah. What'd you do with it?
I drank it all.
Oh, good for you.
So let's go back to your situation, though. Like, you had a little bit of a situation. You probably, that's the thing with idle hands, especially when you're single. It's like I was saying, last week it sucked to be sick by yourself, because then you, like, how were you sick by yourself prior to DoorDash and all that? I don't know how we lived.
Right.
But barely. So you she left you essentially because you had, I don't want to call you an alcoholic, that's not fair to say, you had issues with the bottle.
Okay.
Do you prefer to be alcoholic, called an alcoholic?
That was part of it, but then things got a little messy one night, and I cheated on her with a girl at work.
God, you were right.
Well, I figured that was one of the two. I mean, that's usually. So first marriage, she spends all you savings. Second marriage, you go cheat while you're out drinking some What was it? Johnny Walker Red? What was it?
Oh, Grandma?
No, I'm more of a Blue Label guy.
Nice. So we're gearing up for part three, possibly? Like, what's going to be different this time? Yeah, well, she became an accountant, and you're an ordained minister now. Like, what happened?
Yeah, I'm a man of the cloth.
The trust is still there after you cheated and you were drinking? Do you think you
Yeah, like, how long have you been sober?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm totally sober now, 18 months. I got that under control and like totally on it and go to meetings. And I'm on top of that. So it's 18 months now, totally dry.
Yeah.
And I feel great. I feel like I'm in better shape, looking better than I've ever looked. And she even came to me and said, look, I've really like taken over with my money and my finances. And she's working now. So she's getting money coming in. So she kind of, you know, she gets it now. Money's got to come in for you to spend that money as opposed to, oh, here's this money for me to just spend whenever I want, you know?
Can you two be together without being married for a third time?
That's what I was thinking. Why don't you try to be a couple first and then without all the other
Or what does
stress?
Your family say about it? Like parents or do you siblings, nieces, nephews, anything? Like, would they become close to that person too?
Yeah, you know, the way I see it is that I could do it. I think, like, I could do it without the paper, but, like, in terms of the family and stuff, like, my sister said she's totally done. Like, she's not even going to come third wedding. She doesn't even want to come. My sister's out. My parents obviously aren't too happy. They said they'd be there. You know, my dad loves a good dinner, so of course he's going to be there.
Right.
Old dad.
But weddings are expensive, and so are divorces.
I know. Like, I would say maybe just do this one on the...
Go elope
or... I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Is there a chance you could hold on? If you got to run into work, I get it. But, like, I have so many more things to ask you.
Listen, like, you know, I think that I'll just say that, you know, I got time, yeah. But I just think that what it boils down to is, like, I'd be fine, but there's something about that commitment and kind of committing to one another. And I know it seems crazy third time around, but
she wants that commitment. I'm maybe overreaching here, but, like, I've not heard a mention of any kids. Like, do you want kids? Do you have kids? I don't want to say I don't think you have kids, and then you're like, well, I didn't mention that part because I'd make you sound like a bad parent.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have kids right now, but I think, you know, I want to, but I guess the thing I'm also kind of wondering, if I'm going to have kids, am I going to, like, divorce this person for a third time, and then we're going bringing the kids into that? And that's the thing I'm thinking about, too. What kind of family am I bringing them into?
Right.
Your sister already hates your wife, so...
I'm not good with relationships either, so forgive me for what I'm saying to you, but what I would be thinking if I was dating you is that maybe you just don't want me to be with anybody else.
Oh,
damn, Paige! You know, normally when Yeah.
That was good.
That's
because
solid.
You keep walking out of the relationship.
Plus, can you even have kids, dude?
You cheated.
Oh, come on.
Are you barren, sir?
No, I'm not. I mean, please forgive me for that, but that's what I would think.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Let's go with issue at work. Guy.
John,
is it a guy or girl? John?
John.
Okay.
John.
Hey, John. John.
Hello?
Hey, John, I've always wanted to ask a John this, and I'm very glad you called. At what age did you realize that your first name was code for a man who hires a prostitute?
That's a great question.
Did you? I wonder they just picked John all of a sudden. It's like, hey, you know, I've always wanted to ask a John, and here you are. Did it ever dawn on you ever that you're named after a man who buys a prostitute?
About right now, I guess.
Okay.
I never thought about it before.
Yeah. All right. So seriously, the issue at hand, you have issues at work. Let's say issues altogether now. Issues. Okay. Yeah. So what's up?
So, you know, I appreciate you guys taking my call. I just got something I want to get off my chest here, and I hope it doesn't make me sound like a total prick.
Usually when a guy says that, he likely is, and he's begging us not to call him that. But what is, what's going on?
Well, me and my girl, you know, we're about to have a baby here in a couple weeks. And
Aww. Is there well, happy? I mean,
I'm kind of torn about something that she asked me to do.
Is this going to be another situation where you don't go to the hospital and then you have the kid at the house?
You're doing a bathtub.
That whole thing.
No, it's nothing like that, though. I did hear that and think that was weird, but I'm talking about paternity leave. That's what she asked me to do.
Well, that's not necessarily a new thing. I mean, we know people that have taken a paternity leave.
Yeah.
Are you not looking forward to, like, be honest, because I don't think John's your real name, because I think a real John would have noticed that his name is named after a man who hires a sex worker.
You would have changed it.
I think you might have used a fake name. So, like, what are you not looking forward to be? Most people would say, wow, that's cool, I'm going to take time off. But are you like, God, I'm going to hate being with my wife and at this
change
time?
Change diapers.
Especially when, and no jokes, like her body's nuts. I mean, it's crazy.
Arr.
I mean, it's just gave birth to another. I mean, it's y'all out of whack. Like, what's the, you not looking forward to taking it or what?
Well, at first I was cool with it. I was like, okay, she's probably right. So I already put in for the paternity leave at work, you know, like I did all the paperwork. But ever since I did, the guys at work have been giving me so much crap. Like, every single day it's a joke about me wearing an apron or saying I'm basically taking a vacation to watch daytime TV or just
all right.
me being an overall bitch. Like, I can't win.
Where do you work? These people
sound
very bad.
These dudes don't give up. I'm a lineman.
Well,
okay.
Wow. I feel like you work with men that are probably older that probably didn't get that. Because, I mean, they didn't always get that. Like, I swear someone in my family, you know, much older, might have been an aunt or something, they were back 2 weeks later to work after having a kid. 2 weeks. Now, this was a long time ago, but still, my God.
Probably healed faster back then.
So, right? Right. So, you're having a kid. So, like, this won't be, you know, anything more than just normal ball busting, right? I'm sure they care about having... You having a healthy baby and all that stuff.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, it won't stop. And honestly, it's gotten in my head where I'm seriously thinking about just canceling it. I mean,
what?
You know,
no,
what
it's
really
too late.
Do?
You're gonna.
Well, what can I really
that?
Do?
Well, you know,
well, the other thing.
I thought you were talking about an abortion.
When you hold that baby, the way you feel is gonna change because you're gonna fall madly in love with that kid. And want to spend time with it. And another thing, you don't know how the birth is going to go with her in the first place. So you're just putting just too much pressure on yourself because of what other people say and think.
Yeah, you just, like, you're in your own head.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, you got to help her, like, be the gopher and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, just be around, I guess. Just be there.
I mean, when baby
you're not going to be breastfeeding, are you?
Well, that's the thing. It's like, you know, what can I really do to help her? You know, while I'm there, I'm not going to be the one breastfeeding, and, you know, and I get all that. But the other thing is her mom is coming to stay with us, too, and I'm not going to lie.
That's it.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Her mom hovers. She stands there, watching me like I'm doing everything wrong. And
so, but if there's anything that you get time, like if anything you get off time, work, I'm going to try to put this into words. You can use it to recharge and, like, maybe not interact with your mother-in-law too much, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're not going to be relaxing or anything, but...
I mean, there's no way I could relax, and I know that if her mom's going to be there and then her sister's going to come by, too, and I don't really want to deal with all that female energy for weeks on end, and I just feel like I'd be in the way, and meanwhile, I got to hear about it at work for the next 20 years.
Why don't you tell them to just shut up and mind their own damn business?
Oh, they'd all gang up on him.
That's aggressive.
You know, if the shoe was on the other foot, they'd be taking the same time off. I mean,
well, of course.
Would.
Yeah.
They, and then they come to work talking about their baby every single day.
Let me ask you this. Do you actually want to be there those first couple weeks? Or are you afraid of catching crap from dudes at work? Like, what's the bigger issue here?
I do want to be there. I just feel like, is it necessary for me to take off work completely and then get made fun of by all my coworkers and then also be in the way, you know, when I'm not even doing
if I was your wife,
you gotta see a doctor about their
nurturing and all that.
And listening to this morning, I would call you the P word. I'm sorry you're being that way to your, you know,
personable.
Yes, that these guys are just like cutting you down. Be a man. Shut up.
They're going to find a way to rag you about something.
Dudes are going to be dudes about whatever. But was I right that they're a little older and they probably already, their kids are maybe grown and it's kind of that thing. It's like you graduated college, didn't get drafted to go play in the NFL, and then the next year, Neil money started. I'd be livid.
Oh, yeah.
So these guys probably didn't get to have that.
Jealous.
Well, I don't know. Guys are going to bust balls about anything. You wear a shirt of the wrong team, they're going to make fun of you. Hell, I wore a shirt in here inside out backwards one time. Nobody knew. Nobody told me. They were like, well, your beard was covering up the inside label on the front of the shirt. I was like, well, still, look me up and down and tell me how I look every morning. No, don't do that. John,
there's more here.
First off, there's a lot more here. Than, can you hold on for a minute?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I got to say, like, I don't know. I felt like we were talking to Marilyn Manson for a minute.
Look at the both of my balls at war.
But he also feels, it sounds like he's just maybe been bullied a lot in his life. Maybe.
crazy.
Like, I really, like, if it's, if you're becoming a dad, I think he said for the first time, so.
Yeah.
Like, it's just guys doing the way guys do. I mean, that sounds weird, but it's true.
They won't respect you if you don't give it back to them, you know? Come back at them with something.
Yeah.
Do you know what? You're fat, so whatever.
Yeah.
I'm so ugly.
I mean, it seems like he's less worried about bonding with his baby and more bonding with the dudes at the urinal at work.
Ew. Do you do that? Ew.
No, I go downstairs.
That's true. To the private bathroom.
Well, that's where do you put your privates at? All right, we're going to... Oh, that's a good text. You're going to miss that newborn smell right after it turns into a diaper fire.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I feel our listeners are the most honest people in the world.
Yeah, they really are. They'll tell you what they're thinking.
Just the most honest people in the world.
If you want to hear it or not, it don't matter. They're still going to tell you.
This one says they're going to clown him for taking time off, but I bet they all cried when Clemson won the Natty in 2018.
I bet.
How about the first one in 16, buddy? First one since 81. That's 3 total. Should have 5 at least. But whatever.
Was this first? Oh, they didn't win it in 2018?
Yeah,
oh, that second one, I see.
That was one of the best teams ever.
That was the one you turned down a free trip to go to.
Yeah, I got to enjoy it on TV, man, to get that full experience.
What if we could recreate your house at,
the game?
The stadium? Your chair, an exact copy of it. Like it's basically like a sitcom set, but it's your home.
That might not be a bad idea, actually.
You would prefer that.
And nobody else can come in and out. It's just me.
He loves his family. Let's go to some. Okay, John is still there.
Yeah.
Air quote on John. Hey, John. Boy, people are brutal, but that's the world, right? Like, we asked people on Facebook or Instagram, all them, the other day, like, you probably heard this. Hey, should we cancel Facebook fussing? Boy, the ones that said, no, don't do it, were telling us everything else we should cancel about the show.
Yeah, they did.
You just open it up. So, Fat Boy, you said, which one of these you said wanted to talk to John directly?
Beth. You want to go to Beth?
John, Beth's got some issues with something that you said, so... Let's welcome Beth. Hey, Beth.
Hey. Well, I have plenty of things to say to John. Okay. I'm so mad right now because, honestly, you sound like a whiny bitch. I mean, come on, dude.
John.
I love you.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. That's how we're starting this?
Yeah, because somebody needs to snap you out of this pity party. You have a baby coming, and you're worried about a few clowns at work making jokes? I mean, just grow up.
You don't know me. You don't know what it's like at my job.
You don't
whatever,
know me.
Dude. I mean, like, shove it up your ass. Like, you think you're special?
Yes.
Like, when my wife and I had our daughter, I didn't get one single day off. I worked 12-hour shifts while she was home recovering from a C-section. A C-section, dude. Like, that's so traumatic. So spare me the poor me. They're teasing me BS.
Wow.
Look, I'm not saying it's the hardest thing in the world, okay? But you don't understand how relentless it is. Like, every day, all day, they don't let up.
Oh, yeah, because you let them get to you, okay? You're acting like you're in middle school. Oh, no, the guys might call me names. Who cares? You're about to be somebody's father, so start acting like it.
Yeah. Dang. I kind of agree with her, and probably her wife would agree as well.
I mean, you're sitting there judging me and calling me names when you don't even know me.
Go ahead.
I don't need to know you to recognize weakness when I hear it. Like, you'd rather impress the boys at work than be there for your own kid. That's pathetic. How about knocking the hell out of somebody who opens their mouth to you next time at work? I mean, I doubt you do anything about it, though.
Dude, Beth is bringing the damn heat.
Sean, yes. what do you say to that? And remember, we're on the radio, so don't say any bad words.
God.
But, you know.
Well, I'm saying she's got no idea what I dealt with. I mean, I'm not some coward, and I just don't want to be sitting at home doing nothing while her mom hovers over me.
Oh, okay. So you think it's about you feeling comfortable. Newsflash, it's about the baby and your partner, so suck it up. I'd have killed to get the chance to be home for even 1 week. You're getting handed this opportunity, and you're acting like you're too cool for it.
You know what? I'm sick of being called pathetic by someone who doesn't know me or know my life.
I don't have to know you. All I have to know is you're about to miss one of the most important times in your child's life because you're worried about what a bunch of insecure dudes think. I mean, that's weak no matter how you spin it.
And she might have a point, But Beth, yeah. I mean, is there anything else that you would like to say? First off, congratulations. And a serious question. I'm being very honest right now. Are you the mom?
We're both moms.
Okay. All right, cool. So anything else you want to say to John?
John. So you can keep making excuses, but when that kid's older and you realize you weren't there, you're going to feel like the biggest idiot on earth and nobody at work is going to care. So do the right thing.
I agree with that.
I don't need this right now. This is ridiculous.
Well, she's probably saying what you already thought, at least a little
bit. Oh, my God. Go be a dad. Yeah. Quit being a bitch. That's all I got to say. Right. I'm out, guys.
That should be in a Father's Day card. Thank you, Beth. We appreciate the call. John, look, you had to kind of expect that.
Wow.
Thanks, I guess.
You know, I need you to open up. You. I don't like the way you talk. I mean, you just got this. Like, it's just. John. It sounds like you could just be pushed around.
It's like these guys are bigger, and you're a tiny little guy, and they constantly beat on you. That's not the only thing they put you down.
Let me ask you this: Are we vilifying the guy? Vilify? Yes, right. Vilifying the guys at work. But the real villain in all this is maybe the mother-in-law.
Oh.
Perhaps.
Could be. That could be something on the horizon.
You can't transfer that to them, then.
Yeah, you can't do that. But you've also, you know, I don't need the specifics, but it's like mom's coming, if her mom's coming in out of town, Wow, now all the texts are about lesbians having babies. but like, so
that's a good question, though. Who's the mom?
Like, well, if so, you know, maybe if she's coming out of town, she's going to stay for a little while. But like, mom, does she want her mother there? Is mom over, you know, casting herself into this situation?
You know, we've talked about it, and, you know, she gets, you know, my position about her mom and knows that her mom's kind of a lot to deal with, but I think she wants the help. You know, I mean, she's having a baby for the first time.
Yeah.
But,
what if he takes, like, half of it? You feel like you can kind of, like, serve both masters, right?
Yeah, just be there in the beginning and then let the mom take over.
Help your girl out. Handle it. You know, and then the guys won't bust you as much because you didn't take the entire time. Because it's over a month, right, of paternity leave?
Yeah, you're right.
Well, first off, congratulations, but also, like, open up your cockles. Is that the best way to say it? Like, it sounds like you just mope talking. Like, put a little energy into it.
This should be the happiest time of your life. You've got a baby coming. This is your baby.
For real. And soak it up, dude, because next thing you know, you're going to be a grandpa, and it's just going to be like a big blur. So
you got to be there for your bitch, man. You know what I'm saying?
No, don't call her a bitch.
Right.
Good luck, John.
What do you call a bitch, bitch?
Have some coffee or an energy drink or something. Thank you, John. Have a good morning.
He gets you one of those Red Bull suppositories.
Hey, he's got those, like, that tone. Well, the cans are perfect. It's like if you could just pop that up in there and then reach down your throat and open it, it'd be fun.
I mean, it's not that bad.
Your coffee.
He just needs to...
Well, it's just, did you not hear, and I said it to his ear, so I'm not like being passive aggressive, but he just had that moper sound. Like he just mopes around.
But I wonder if it's because, you know,
be a dad. I need the responsibility. Oh, I got to grow up and be a big boy.
Should have wore a rubber.
Yeah.
Like he sounds, you know, like he's overwhelmed.
He sounds like he's a child. And
he does sound young.
I got to make my bed. I don't want to.
That's it. He almost sounds like David Blaine. Yeah, I miss that little David Blaine.
If I have to have a kid, I'm going to make it disappear like a magic trick. Yeah.
Okay, David Blaine with, like, tinier balls. He wasn't that much depth.
I like your David Blaine. Bye-bye.
Matt, I'm glad you asked that. Who is the mom?
Yeah, like, look,
I didn't
you
mean
are
like
the mom.
Like yeah, that's the way it sounded. Like, are you the mother? Not that, but like,
that's how it would be, right?
Like, you're both the mom.
Yeah, like you go with the. I don't. Wouldn't you go with the gender? Like if you're two women, one wouldn't claim to be the dad with it. I don't know.
I don't know. Like, serious. That's a serious question. Like,
my two dads wasn't my dad and
but Kate and Allie. That was kind of
whoever took this poor man's testicles needs to give them back to him before this baby is born. That's all it is. If it's the mother or
this sounds like something's missing when he talks.
Yeah,
his mother-in-law is going to emasculate him for probably the same thing we just did. But you know, it's valid.
I get that. I've had situations where you have to stand your ground and say this is my house.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.